So I've released the first alpha of PubSplash, which is supposed to kind of be an all-in-one audio pub streamer and manager. And there's going to be a lot that it's going to be able to do. Right now, you can configure your stream. You can start streaming, stop streaming. You can set up your chats. You can like view your chats. There's a tab for that. You have scenes and sources like OBS, but it's, I think it's an easier interface to understand. You have VST support. It will handle VST2 for the time being. VST3 will come at a later date. The process for that is pretty simple. The only screen in preferences right now is literally the plugin screen. You go in there, you tell it to scan, it scans. If it gets hung up on any particular plugin, you can skip it. once you scan, you're all set to go with VST2. When you add a bus, there's a buses tab. When you create a bus, you can then add effects to that bus, and that's where you do that from. You have an Osara style effects parameter editor, as well as the interface. Now, I didn't really test the native interface stuff that well because I don't really care at the moment. Most of the stuff that has accessible interfaces is VST3 anyway. So F6 is supposed to help you with the getting in and out of there. The VST effects do actually apply to the stream. I was doing a few, maybe, I don't know if anybody ever saw that. I didn't archive any of them, but I did archive one, then I deleted it because it was, you know, I just wanted to make sure that it would archive. But it did work. You did have basically a stream, did multiple streams, tested to see if the VST effects works. It captures applications. There's going to be sound pack support. You'll be able to decide whether your sappy speech, there's a box, do you want that to go through to stream or not? Yes or no. You can archive streams, you can set the quality, you can set the title and everything. The very first workflow is you open a file. The very first time you open the app, you go to File, Configure Audio Pub. Since we're talking about streaming to the main Audio Pub site, you just tab past the instances box and stuff. You put your email in, you put your password in, you hit Connect, it logs you in. If it logs you in successfully, it grabs your shit, and you're good to go. From that point forward, it's you don't have to mess with that, unless you want to. But when you press Alt-S on the main screen, which I will eventually do global hotkeys, but when you press Alt-S, or if you go to the Start Streaming button on the main screen, it will take you to the file, I think it's Setup Stream Info. It's going to ask you for a title, it's going to ask you for a description, it's going to ask you for the quality, and it's going to ask you to, do you want to archive? It's off by default, so you need to turn it on. I prefer that it does not archive. I don't like stream archives, but for people who do, I am going to add a preference at a later date to where you can choose whether it's going to archive by default or not. But for my personal preference, I don't want stream archives. So that's why it's off by default right now. But if you want it, check the box, hit OK, it starts streaming. Now, the information that you put there, it persists across the session, right? So if you have to stop streaming for like a moment or something, you need to walk away. You can stop streaming and you can come back to streaming and you don't have to put that information again. So once it detects that information is like Alt-S will start, Alt-T will stop. Only on that main page, which again, I'm working on the global stuff. I will have probably eventually do the more TTS engines. The sound stuff, the sound events are not in yet. If anybody uses this who has any residual vision, if you can tell me, like, does the icon function? The application icon, does it function? Do you see it? Can you read it? Does it look okay? That would be good information to have. I'm going to put the link in the description. It's on GitHub. The CI workflow automatically builds a release whenever I tag and push. So there is I should have probably led with this. This is Windows only. I just don't care about other platforms. I'm sorry. Like, now it is open source. If you want to fork it, you can. If you want to submit a PR, you can. I'll take a look at it. If somebody wants to make, I can test on Mac. I can't really test on Linux, so I'm not going to merge any Linux related stuff. But if somebody wants to like do something with Mac, I will take a look at it, and if it's good, then I'll release it, or I will merge it, and then we'll keep on going with that. But I don't care, man. I do things on Windows, man. The Mac is like a secondary thing for certain tasks. that's why I cannot be bothered. Like, I know some people aren't gonna like that, and that's fine. But yeah, like I said, if you want to make, if you literally want to go through and make this thing cross-platform, you can. It is using Rust and WXDragon, which I know do work on Mac. I have made stuff for Mac with those before. There might be some considerations that you will have to make, but if you want to do it, I'll take a look, and if it works, I'll merge it. But and then I'll keep it going. But like, I don't care to do that myself. I have higher priorities on the roadmap. I have more things that I want to do that don't involve Mac. So, yeah, there's going to be more coming down the line. The sound stuff is going to be a thing. More TTS voices. Eventually, probably like a soundboard, right? Like you'll be able to go to a soundboard tab, and you'll be able to configure like your own soundboards and set them up so that they work on the stream. Like you hit buttons, like you can assign hotkeys and stuff. Probably like at some point, I want like you set a stream up. Like you set a stream up, you want to start at a particular time. You could schedule it instead of just hitting the start stream button. You can hit the schedule button, and it'll schedule it to start at that specific time. Like the scenes and stuff, like switching scenes. They'll probably do more with that. Right now, buses are like they don't. Buses are completely separate from scenes. That's gonna stay that way. It makes working on this stuff a lot less of a pain in the ass. But your sources don't have to send. You know, you have full control over where your sources get sent to, so you do not have to send them to a bus. And also, you can decide whether you're going to send the output of your source. You can determine whether you want to send it to master or not. If you don't send it to master, then the basically there is no dry out. And so, if your effect doesn't have a wet dry control, you're gonna get a full like full wet signal, right? So you can send to master. You can also set the send volume. Yeah, the home screen has a little thing on there. I know it doesn't. It's like the read only box. I'm gonna have to fix that because it refreshes and then it like it won't let you read. Like it refreshes every second because it's giving you a duration. If you have NVDA end or NVDA shift end, you can look at the duration on the status bar. I don't want to talk. I've spent too much time talking about this already. I should have just made this a lot shorter. But yeah, you can go check it out and see what you like. If you don't like, put comments here. Put GH issues if you find anything. I'm sure there will be. But yeah.